Hi, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
Now, yesterday, in day one of our TOEIC article, we met Daisy, a woman who lost her luggage while she was traveling.
Right, and Luke, a customer service representative who was very nice in helping her get back her luggage.
Yeah, now, in today's article, we're going to give you some tips about how you can prevent this, how you can stop your luggage from getting lost when you travel.
It's always important to plan when you take a trip, and planning about how to keep your things safe is one of the most important parts of that planning. So let's get to the article and learn more.
Okay.
Reading.
Preventing luggage loss. After a long flight, the last thing you want is to discover that your luggage was on the wrong plane. Here are some precautions you can take to avoid losing your bags or to retrieve them in case they do get lost. First, make sure you remove any old luggage tags. This reduces the chances of confusing the airline workers. Then, when you check in, make sure your new luggage tags are put on securely and keep the tags receipt safe. You can also put your contact information on your personal luggage label, showing your phone number, address, and even an email address. In addition, do anything that makes it easier to spot your bag, such as applying colorful tape or ribbons. Take a photo of your suitcase as well, so you can show it to the lost and found desk. This is a lot better than just a verbal description of your luggage. If you still feel concerned, there's one solution that never fails. Take your most important things with you on the plane. With your valuables close by, you can kick back and relax during the flight.
So, the title of today's article is Preventing Luggage Loss. That's what we've been talking about, how to stop it from happening. And it begins, after a long flight, the last thing you want is to discover that your luggage was on the wrong plane.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Now, this phrase, the last thing you want, of course, you don't really want it at all. So it's kind of a phrase meaning you don't want it. The last thing you want is something you don't want at all.
Now, how could your luggage go on the wrong plane? How is this even possible?
It happens.
Well, I think at an airport and behind the scenes when they move all the luggage around, it's kind of like a post office where they have to decide where each piece will go to. And sometimes they get mixed up. Perhaps a human read the luggage label wrong, or a computer perhaps made a mistake.
Yeah, labels can fall off. A lot of bags look the same. Something can just end up going to the wrong place by accident.
Nevertheless, here are some precautions you can take to avoid losing your bags or to retrieve them in case they do get lost. Okay,
yeah,
so a precaution, spelled P-R-E-C-A-U-T-I-O-N. It's very similar to the word caution, which means be careful. But pre means before. So if you are careful before, you might stop a problem before it ever happens. Because a precaution is something done in advance to prevent something dangerous, unpleasant, or inconvenient from happening. For example, the family took some precautions against the big typhoon that was heading their way.
Yeah.
So possibly they bought extra food and water.
Yeah, fixed up their windows with sticking tape. kind of thing.
So a precaution is always something you should do to avoid any troubles.
Mm. We also saw the verb retrieve, R-E-T-R-I-E-V-E, retrieve. And that means to get or bring something back from somewhere. In this case, getting your luggage back. We could also say, I threw a stick for my dog and he retrieved it.
And one of the most popular pets in the United States is the Golden Retriever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very pretty dog, but it's also very good at retrieving things like sticks and balls. They love to play catch.
Mm. We also saw a small phrase, in case, okay? And this means in the event or in the condition that something happens. For example, take an umbrella in case it rains. So if it rains, you'll have an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. So case is sort of like a situation.
Yes.
So if that situation occurs, if it happens, you're ready for it because you've taken the precaution of bringing an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to these tips. First, make sure you remove any old luggage tags. Ah, so when we were talking about the ways that luggage could end up on the wrong plane,
mm-hmm.
We didn't mention this, but it's a great point. If you have an old tag that says, go to Tokyo,
yeah.
But you're going on a different trip to New York, well, your luggage might end up in Japan.
Yeah, someone
could
get it wrong.
That would not be good.
So you want to remove these tags. So remove is spelled R-E-M-O-V-E, remove. And it means to take something away or off the position it's currently in. So basically remove them from your bag. You could also say, oh, it was hot, so I decided to remove my coat.
Also, we have the word tag, T-A-G, and this is a noun, and it's a label, a small piece of paper attached to someone or something for the purpose of identification,
mm-hmm.
okay, or to give other information. So if I had a tag on my chest, what sort of information would it give? Probably my name.
Yeah.
And maybe
editor.
Editor.
Teacher.
English editor.
Handsome guy.
Absolutely. It'd give all the important information about me. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. For we could also say, when I was a kid, I had a name tag in all of my school clothes. All the kids wore the same uniform, so I had a little Pat Woods in the back, so I could always find my sweater, my shirt, whatever, during PE class when we had to take them off.
Okay, so the point of removing the old tags is this reduces the chances of confusing the airline workers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Airline workers want to help you. They want to get your bag on the right plane. So help them help you. Don't confuse them with 100 old tags if you've been flying all over the world.
Mm. So the next point says then, when you check in, make sure your new luggage tags are put on securely and keep the tags receipt safe. Okay, so we start off when you check in. When you check in, you record your arrival. That's when you arrive at the airline desk, say, hi, I'm Pat, this is my passport, I'm checking in, I'm ready to leave. You could also check in, for example, at a hotel. You can check in at the hotel after 12 p.m. The opposite is check out, when you record that you're leaving.
Now let's check out the next tip in the article.
You can also put your contact information on your personal luggage label, showing your phone number, address, and even an email address. So you should attach your own label, not the aircraft's one, and have all your information so if the bag gets lost, they know who it belongs to, how to contact you, and maybe where to send it.
So we're talking about the word contact.
Mm-hmm.
Contact information is, of course, your email and phone number. It allows other people to contact you, which means reach you or communicate with you in some way. Mm-hmm. And these days, email is probably the best choice because if you have an internet connection, email goes all over the world. It's probably more reliable than a telephone number.
Yeah. Okay. The article also says, in addition, do anything that makes it easier to spot your bag, such as applying colorful tape or ribbons. And we've mentioned this in day one. Put something colorful there so it's easy to go, that's my bag. And when you do that, you spot it. Okay. S-P-O-T, spot. In this case, it's a verb to see, notice, or recognize someone or something that you're looking for. So, where's my bag? Ah, I've spotted it.
Okay, now here's a suggestion. A lot of people will put little toys on their cell phones, their mm-hmm. smartphones, because they're cute and it makes it look unique. However, with a suitcase, you should stick to ribbon or tape because it's stronger and it won't get caught with other suitcases. Mm-hmm. Those cell phone charms are not really strong enough. They could break off really easily.
Okay, the article continues. Take a photo of your suitcase as well so you can show it to the lost and found desk. Okay, I always do this when I travel. Take a quick photo just in case. And the lost and found desk is a place where things that are lost are handed in and they can be claimed by the person who lost them. You could have a lost and found box, maybe at an office for people, or a lost and found website for things on the street, or a newspaper column, or even a Facebook group. You can put in, hey, I found this. Does this belong to anyone?
All right. And this is a lot better than just a verbal description of your luggage. Mm-hmm. Now, verbal, spelled V-E-R-B-A-L, is an adjective, and it means spoken rather than written. Another word for verbal is oral.
Mm.
Okay, so it means you're describing something with words. For example, the man sent his boss an email first, then gave him a verbal report later.
Mm.
So giving a verbal report is very nice in business. It shows mm-hmm. that you know how to speak. However, if you're talking about luggage, because a lot of luggage looks the same, we don't know exactly what you mean when you use words
yeah.
only.
It's so big, it's blue, it's black. Too easy.
Yeah. You want words, pictures, and an explanation. Very exact description of your suitcase so mm-hmm. you can get your stuff as soon as possible. I mean, what if you put all your clothes in your luggage and you need to take a shower and put on fresh clothes? You don't want to wait for your luggage 1 minute longer than you have to.
Yeah. Now, the article goes on. If you still feel concerned, there's one solution that never fails. Take your most important things with you on the plane. If you just take it all in a bag, if you just pack light and carry it, then the airline won't lose it by accident.
Right. This is my plan. If I mm-hmm. have a jacket I want to bring, I usually wear it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hot it is, I'll put on 2, 3, 4 pairs of pants.
Whoa.
Well, maybe not 4. But the more things you carry with you, the less things you have a chance of losing.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think.
Yeah, as the article says, with your valuables close by, you can kick back and relax during the flight. Now, this word valuables is spelled V-A-L-U-A-B-L-E-S, and it's usually given as a plural noun. Valuables, okay? And it's something that's of great worth, okay? Especially a small item of personal property. It could be cell phone, wallet, jewelry. So we could say the rich woman puts all of her valuables in a safe in her bedroom. Maybe, you know, her diamonds, her pearls, something like that, to keep them safe.
So here valuable is a noun. But quite often it's an adjective,
mm.
and it means expensive or worth a lot. So I could say that gold is more valuable than stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's worth more. You can get more money for it.
Okay, we also saw the phrase kick back. Okay, this is an idiom. It's got nothing to do with kicking with your foot. It just means to relax, to kind of lean back easily and relax. I'm going to kick back and relax. For example, I've been so busy recently, so this weekend I'm going to do nothing but kick back and relax.
All right, sounds like a good time to watch our Shortcut for You video.
Yes, and we'll kick back and relax while we do that.
Shortcut for You.
So, dude, what are you going to do for spring break?
Well, I might go to France.
Wow, you're so lucky. What will you do there? I'm sure you'll go see all the famous sites. The Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, the Seine River. So cool.
Actually, Emily, I'll just kick back and relax.
You're going to play soccer while in another country?
Ah. Kickback just means to lean back and relax.
Oh, kickback means 放松. Why would you just kick back while in France?
I go to France twice a year, actually. I have relatives there, so whenever my family goes for a visit, we usually kick back and just catch up. What about you?
I'm not going anywhere special myself, but like you, I'll probably kick back and relax.
So yeah, if you take all of these precautions, just like our Shortcut for You video said, you can just kick back. You can relax. You don't need to do anything.
Of course. This is why we take vacations. Not only to learn about new places, but to really relax and get rid of all of our stress. So if you follow this advice, you're going to avoid the problems that will give you more stress, mm-hmm. which is just the opposite of what you're trying to do when you take a nice trip.
Yep, now that is the end of today's article, but not quite the end because we're going to move on now to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, have you ever lost something important?
I sure have. It was about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I was working in South Korea. I was Ooh. Teaching English. And after my first month of living there, I lost my wallet.
Oh, no.
I left it in the back of a taxi cab, and I didn't notice that it fell out of my pocket. So I was so scared. It had all my money, all my bank cards, and my resident card, which said it's okay that I can live and work in Korea.
Oh,
now, fortunately, that taxi driver was very honest, mm-hmm. and he brought it to the police station right away. So I had my wallet back in my hands by the end of the day with everything inside it, all the money, all my pictures. I was so relieved. All my worries flew away.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Pat?
Well, I'm going to refer to what we've been talking about these last 2 days, about losing suitcases. I remember when I was a kid, we lost ours coming back from Spain. But mm-hmm. just last year, my parents came to visit me in Taiwan, okay? When they arrived, their suitcases didn't. We mm-hmm. found out that somehow they had gone to Nigeria. Okay.
Nigeria.
The
That's
suitcases
not very
were in Nigeria.
Close to Taiwan.
No, some kind of mistake there happened, but never mind, because in fact, their hand luggage was the same brand and the same color as their suitcase. So we could really show them it's exactly like this, just bigger. Took a quick photo, did all the things that we talked about in today's article, and the luggage arrived within 2-3 days.
Well, I hope you can learn from our mistakes and our experiences, even if it's not our mistake, and always keep your things safe when you travel and have a great time. Okay? So, discuss this with your fellow students and your teachers. What is something important that you've lost, and did you get it back? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll leave you there. I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Pat.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing luggage loss. After a long flight, the last thing you want is to discover that your luggage was on the wrong plane. Here are some precautions you can take to avoid losing your bags or to retrieve them in case they do get lost. First, make sure you remove any old luggage tags. This reduces the chances of confusing the airline workers. Then, when you check in, make sure your new luggage tags are put on securely and keep the tags receipt safe. You can also put your contact information on your personal luggage label, showing your phone number, address, and even an email address. In addition, do anything that makes it easier to spot your bag, such as applying colorful tape or ribbons. Take a photo of your suitcase as well, so you can show it to the lost and found desk. This is a lot better than just a verbal description of your luggage. If you still feel concerned, there's one solution that never fails. Take your most important things with you on the plane. With your valuables close by, you can kick back and relax during the flight. Vocabulary Review.
Precaution. We must take many precautions before we enter the jungle so that we will be safe. Remove. The woman removes all of her jewelry before she does exercise. Tag. He checked the tag on the pants to see what size they were. Verbal. The students did verbal exercises in English class to improve their speaking skills. Valuables. I keep all of my valuables hidden in my room so that nobody will find them.